The following podcast contains adult situations and graphic descriptions of sex, kink, and gender, especially this week. So thanks for being a consenting adult. Here we go.
I am enormous. Get used to it. Everyone tells me I'm too much. Maybe it's just you're not enough for me. Can't you see? I'm the kind of woman I'm supposed to be.
Hi there, and welcome to the Body Storytelling Podcast. I'm sexual folklorist Dixie De La Tour, and did you know that Wednesday, October 21st, is International Fisting Day? It is, and it's international. So that means that wherever you are, you can take the Pringle Challenge. You can try the five-finger fuck punch, and yes, even make them your Muppet. More on that to come. But first... This Saturday night, the next Body Storytelling live stream is going to feature brand new stories you've never heard before, like a voting and kink story from erotic artist Nadia Vanilla. We also have a story from Rachel Green, who you may have heard as the musical act on our last podcast. That Little Mermaid song, Part of That World, she sang it, and she's going to be telling a story for us. We also have stories from comedian Joe Klosick and more, and music from Shantou's Rachel Lark. You can get your ticket on the Body Storytelling website. You can get them on any social media, like find us on Facebook, find us on Instagram, find us on Twitter, and FetLife for you perverts. There's also a ticket link in the show notes. So get your tickets as soon as possible. We are going to be going to once a month right now because of the election. There's so much going on. We really need to focus on that. So this is going to be our last one for a month. Make sure you join us on Saturday, October 24th, and it starts at 7 p.m. Pacific time. Okay, who out there knows what fisting is? Raise your hand. Wow, there's some of you who don't. So I want to give you a definition of fisting because we all want to be on the same page here. We all don't want to be going, what the hell is happening? Is it in a chicken? Is it in a human? Here's the definition of fisting that I found on the site Narchive, and I'll include a link in the show notes. Fisting involves the insertion of a fist and part of the forearm into the rectum.
Or vagina.
The homosexual euphemism for fisting is handballing. Alternatively, two homosexuals may simultaneously insert one fist each into the rectum of a third homosexual. Guess what? You don't have to be homosexual to fist, as you're going to hear in the story on this episode. At one time or the other, some private homosexual clubs devoted to fisting have existed in the USA. Some clubs have fancy names, such as Mafia, which is the Mid-America Fists in Action, Tail, T-A-I-L, which is Total Ass Involvement League, and a church known as FFA, the Fistfuckers of America. One of the best things about this article was that it had references at the bottom, and some of the references that it included had names like rectal fist insertion, an unusual form of sexual behavior, or medical risks in handballing, implications of an inadequate socialization process, and social injuries of the rectum. I'm not really sure why fisting is social. I mean, I go to a lot of sex parties and fisting is social, but it's unusual when you see medical references and you see references from medical journals that indicate that. So, I guess that's where that comes from. I also want to tell you that I am continuing with my new venture, which is Storytelling for Self-Discovery. It's a time for you to work with me on whatever I can help you with. One person has hired me to work on their modern love essay for the New York Times, helping them create the arc of the story, their beginning, their ending, the things that you kind of get stuck on when it's your own story. I'm also working with a new client who says that talk therapy never worked for him, so we have been having the most incredible conversations. I get off the phone and feel good because storytelling is so helpful to people's lives, especially at a time right now. And I love feeling helpful, as you know. And another is hiring me to work on their brand storytelling for their company. They're a small business and they want to use storytelling to make people understand what they do and why they do it. It works for companies. It works for people. It works for perverts. Any of those. You don't have to be a pervert to work with me. Also, I should tell you that we got a best of from Men's Health this week. The Body Storytelling Podcast has so many best ofs. We are called audio porn, which normally I would disagree with, but on this episode, I think I'm with them there. They have called us an erotic podcast. Whatever you call us, we're fine with it as long as you call us the best. And we got yet another one of those this week from Men's Health. Thank you, Men's Health. We really appreciate that you see that we're different, that we try really hard to present the best, truest stories out there of the sex positive world. What are you doing to take care of you? Whether you meditate, exercise, or take a hot bath to unwind like I do, feeling good is good for you. It's important to take care of your whole self, and that includes prioritizing your pleasure along with your body and mind. And you can put your well-being first with Dipsy. Dipsy is an audio app full of short, sexy stories and guided sessions that are designed to turn you on and help you get in touch with yourself. The stories are relatable and immersive, so you feel like you're right there. They add new content every week, so there's always more to explore. And there's something for everyone, whoever and whatever you're into. I love the email that I get from Dipsy every Sunday, including recent brand new stories like a hot night on the roof with a sexy stranger, a forbidden fantasy with a sexy Brit, and a sleepover where no one sleeps. Dipsy's got multiple new escapes each week, all for you. And for listeners of the Body Storytelling Podcast, Dipsy is offering a 30-day free trial when you go to dipsystories.com/DIXIE. Their wellness sessions can also help you unlock new confidence or heighten intimacy with your partner. And remember, it's stories, so act now. With Dipsy Stories, you can reach a whole new level of self-care. So get a 30-day free trial when you go to dipseastories.com/Dixie. I have always loved live shows, and I miss them so much right now. It's been 9 months since my last live show. But the thing about live shows is there can often be some drama. Why should we be surprised at that? Because theater is drama. And I'm never sure why I'm surprised when it happens. Because the pressure of getting up in front of hundreds of people and telling an intimate story, it's a lot of stress. So the story you're about to hear, I want to tell you a little backstory on it. And I have permission to tell that backstory from the storyteller. I had worked with her on her story. She was good to go. Got on my plane, got off the plane and turned my phone back on at SeaTac Airport, and there were 3 or 4 messages. I listened to my voice messages, and they got exponentially more stressed out, edging up on hysterical. I listened to them. I thought about it. I went and picked up my rental car, and then I pulled my rental car over to a side street and called her back. She was flipping out. She was going, why did I say I want to get on stage and tell a story? What was I thinking? And I was like, Pepper, you're ready. You've done such great work on this story. It's such an incredible story and the world needs to hear it. I know you're freaked out. I know getting on stage is hard. It's one of the reasons I love working with people who've never done this before, because it's so powerful. It's so life-changing. You feel invincible after you get off stage. So let me know if you need to back out. But if you can do it, I'd love to have this story on the Body Storytelling Podcast someday. I'd love to have your story on my stage tonight. So our storyteller, Pepper, is a member of a poly community, a poly family that all live together. And the night of show, she had two of the people in her polycule, poly family, one male, one female identified, and they were there to support her. I go check on her in the green room, and she is stressed out. Her eyes are huge. She is just anticipating walking up to that mic. You can see it. You can see the fear. And I'm like, Pepper, how you feeling? Do you think you can do this? You should let me know, because if you can't, I'll just tell a story of my own and I'll fill your spot. And she's like, nope. I said I was going to do it and I'm going to do it. I go out and say hi to all the faces. I love walking out into the audience in Seattle and saying hi and hugging people and having them buy me drinks. That's always nice. And just catching up with people every month. I used to fly to Seattle every month and get to see their faces. I start heading backstage. And as I arrive in the green room, there is some drama going down. And I just missed it. The two members of her polycule turn to me and go, oops, we fucked up. We just told her something that we were going to tell her, but unfortunately it just kind of slipped out in conversation right now, right as she's about to go on stage. I look at her. She's, even more upset now. And they're telling everybody to sit down. They're turning down the house lights. Pepper gets up out of her chair. She's very agitated, and she comes up and she stands in my face. And I don't know if you've ever had anybody stare you in the eye and scream, how could they do that to me? Everybody knows I have a cum fetish. Right as they're playing your intro music. But I have. And I can tell you, it can be a bit jarring. But everything worked out. Their poly family worked it out in the way that poly families do. Everybody's considerate and thoughtful and apologizes. And the nice thing about it is, even though she was stressed out beyond belief, she delivered this story. So I want to tell you about our storyteller. Pepper LaRouge is a queer kinkster born and raised in Seattle. They have a passion for breaking taboos and bringing to light all the nitty-gritty things that general society doesn't like to talk about. Pepper spends their time running a small business, cuddling with their partners, and most importantly, parenting their awesome little kiddo. This storyteller is Pepper LaRouge.
So I was lying on my back with a handsome, dominant man looming over me. He asks, are you ready? I anxiously nod. I think so. My vagina has never done anything like this before. So I'd been single for about a year, and I started, wanting to find somebody to play with. And my friend Wanda had been playing with this Dom Sean for several years and gave him a great review. Seemed like it was somebody that I could have a lot of fun with. So, and we had met a few times in passing and we got connected and decided to set up a playtime. So I met him in his dungeon on Capitol Hill and walked in, and this dungeon is beautifully lit and gorgeous. And there are sex toys everywhere. Anything you could imagine. And a gigantic box of condoms. So I see him across the room, kind of like a blonde Jason Momoa type person. Very tall, handsome, very kind eyes. He can tell I'm super nervous, similar to how I am right now. And he invites me to sit down and talk about negotiating. So he's like, hey, I really like rope. Is it okay if I tie you up? I said, yeah, with how much good things Wanda has said about you, that's totally, I think we can do that. So, and then he's like, what about caning? Can I cane you? Totally. Spankings? Yeah, absolutely. How about fisting? there's no way a fist is fitting inside my vagina. No, let's not do that. Okay, so we did other things. We had great. He tied me up. He caned me. We had so much fun. We played several times over the next few weeks. And I kept on thinking about that fisting thing. So I decided to go to Google and type in, what is fisting like? And Google has all of these great reviews, you guys. So apparently it's not just like pushing a fist inside somebody, which sounds really scary. Like you work your fist in, you lose lots of lube. There's this thing called the silent duck where you're gonna work it in slowly, does not quack. And pretty much any vagina can be fisted under the right circumstances. You just have to be super horny, super wet, use a lot of lube. And it was starting to sound a lot more appealing. So the next time we have a play date, I go in and I'm like, hey, Sean, remember that fisting conversation we kind of had? He's like, yeah, I totally remember that. Are you changing your mind? I think so. Like, I think I'm trying it. Like, as long as, like, you stop if I need to, like, we can do that, right? Absolutely. All right, so I've built up enough rapport with this guy. I trust that he will take good care of me. And he lays me down, starts touching my body, gets me all nice and warmed up, and starts to move a few fingers inside of me. It feels really good. Feel a third finger and a fourth finger, and soon his thumb. Yes. Are you ready? Think so? And he pushes his fist inside me, you guys. It was wild. Is something I've never experienced before. It is so intense and so pleasurable and like enough pain that like my masochistic self is like totally loving it. And I am just totally turned. Fisting is my new like favorite thing I want to do all the time. So a little while later, I've been having all these weird feelings about it, though, because, you know, all those lies were told, like, vaginas have to be super tight, and, like, the more you have sex, the looser your vagina gets, and then once you have this loose vagina, you're worthless. And so I was, you know, having all of those fears and just feeling gross about myself, and I really didn't want to, like, talk about it with anybody. Like, this is my, like, secret thing I did with Sean, and then, like, nobody else needed to know. But I ended up going to a really fun, chill bachelorette party. My friend Demi was there. She was getting married. And Demi is just such a great person. I adore her. She's like, you know, Mrs. Weasley from Harry Potter? And like a typical glittery mermaid. So if those things had a baby and then like age it 30 years and like throw a bunch of gray glitter on it, that's Demi. She's fucking fabulous. And so we were at her bachelorette party, and there was maybe 10 of us in a gay bar in Seattle, and just drinking and chatting and sucking on, like, booby lollipops. And somebody brought up fisting, and I hear Demi go, oh, fisting? I love fisting! Whoa, somebody else loves fisting! That's awesome! So it's not just me. And that was like a turning point for me where, you know, other people like this thing. I'm not this weird freak with the massive vagina like waddling all over the place. Other regular people that I adore like this thing too. So I started deciding that like I wanted a little bit more connection with somebody. So instead of just a playmate, so I went on OkCupid. And started like, okay, find some like poly people with like progressive politics that I can laugh with, and came across a few different profiles, and then I landed on this guy, Ben. And he was super cute, kind of looked a little bit like Paul Rudd, but like more clean cut. And he seemed really awesome. His profile was like very similar to mine. He was like 99% match with all of our like zillions of questions we both had answered. And we met up for bubble tea one day and ended up having a really wonderful conversation. Totally hit it off. He was just gorgeous from the second I saw him, which is kind of, you know, I don't get that all the time. So we went out several times later and over the next few weeks, took it really slow. I have a little kid, so I don't want to bring just anybody around her. And so yeah, like, I think it was like 2 months later, we finally kissed. And yeah. And then like right from that moment, we're like, okay, we need to fuck. Like, let's talk about all the fucking things. So we start negotiating and he sends me this like really in-depth list of all the things that he's into. And I'm like, sweet, like I'm into like 90% of those things too. So, but there was no fisting on this list. Yeah, so I'm really nervous. Like, what is this like new person that I'm really connecting with? Like, is he going to think I'm super weird if I ask like, hey, can you fist me? So I work up all my courage and I send him a text. I'm like, hey, so as far as negotiation goes, like, how do you feel about fisting? I'm waiting and I see his little speech bubble pop up and I'm like, he's typing. I get a response and it says, well, I've never really tried it. I have a partner who regularly gets about 4 fingers inside me, but I'd be down to try. I work up my courage again. So, what about vaginal fisting? And he replies right away and says, oh, well, I've never done that either, but I'm totally down to try. So we talk some more. We set a play date at his house a couple weeks later, and we have a really fantastic time. He ties me up. He beats me. He fucks me in the face with his like beautiful uncut cock. And it's the best. And then we like start talking. It's like, okay, like, should we do fisting now? Yeah, let's do that. So I lie down. I try to relax because relaxing is also a very big part of it. And he works a few fingers inside me. He lubes up really well. He gets his whole fist inside me, and he's moving it inside of me in ways that like I haven't even experienced up until that point still. And awakening all these new nerve endings, and it's just fantastic. And then we kind of come down from it, and I start to feel really emotional. And so he, like, you know, I'm like, hey, I think I need to cry. And he pulls me close, and he says, whatever feelings you feel is totally safe here. You're welcome to feel whatever you need to feel. And I just kind of break down, and there's just so much shame that I've been carrying for so long, and I usually, like, some things just pop up randomly, and I'm like, oh, there's more shame, and fisting was one of those things where, like, oh my God, I'm not tight, I must be a bad lover, like, even though everyone can probably do it, and tightness doesn't actually matter, but I was just feeling all of those things, and he pulls me close and he says, you know, it doesn't matter what anyone else thinks of your body is yours, it's for your pleasure, this is something you like and you should be able to experience it. And so that was nice to hear. I have looked at my vagina with a mirror after fisting before, and it does still look totally the same. it takes a lot to change the external structures of a vagina. And I guess I'm up here today because I want to like punch that shame further away from me, because fuck sexual shame. We all deal with so much of it, and it's bullshit. Don't. I just really don't want to be ashamed anymore, and I hope that as time goes on, we can teach our kids the same thing, that sex is great, and you should be able to share it with whomever you want to, and it's your body is for you.
Burning holes, spread through my heart.
That song was Fistful of Love by Anthony and the Johnsons. It's important to keep your mind sharp at times like these. And you know what keeps your brain agile? Challenging yourself with trivia. And a great way to do that is to play Trivia Star. Trivia Star is a free mobile quiz game that's entertaining and challenging. You can choose categories like music, sports, movies, TV, animals, celebrities. Hey, if I were to ask you to name the band that performed the song Here Comes the Sun, or to name the members of New Kids on the Block, could you answer in under 15 seconds? Then you'll love Trivia Star. There are over 60 categories to choose from, so there's always more trivia to explore. If you choose the correct answer from multiple choices and beat the clock, you move to the next level. The questions get harder over time, but even if you get stuck, don't worry. You can use coins and gems to get a hint and beat the level. And right now, Trivia Star is offering you 2,500 coins and 500 gems when you download and play. Just go to the Apple or Google store and search for Trivia Star. Trivia Star has over 2,000 five-star reviews in the Apple store. Again, search Trivia Star and enjoy 2,500 coins and 500 gems. Go to the Apple or Google store and download Trivia Star for free today. And let's see if you're smart enough to win. We have all fallen on hard times because of COVID and the global pandemic. But I can tell you as a live show producer, yeah, the only way I'm making it through is with your support on Patreon. Your Patreon support ensures that the Bawdy Storytelling Podcast continues. It helps us produce the live stream. It helps us pay staff and pay the costs that are incurred as a small business. So please go to patreon.com/Bawdy. Support us at whatever level you can. You can get free live stream tickets if you support us at the $10 a month or greater level so that you can be with us on the live stream and you get the live stream replay, which lives only on Patreon. We also have interviews with sex positive luminaries, and I'm about to start a monthly storytelling workshop for my Patreon supporters. I'm going to be covering a different part of storytelling, and that will include sex and storytelling, and I'd love for you to be part of it. Geeking out on story, working with people to help them find their stories and improve them, and the whole reason we do storytelling is so that people can understand us, to get who we really are on the inside. I can help you do that. So please go to patreon.com/BAWDY. Support us, and thank you for your support. We're at the end of the episode, but before we go, I want to say thank you. Thank you to the people who've made this podcast possible. Thank you to podcast producer and live stream technical director, Marty Garcia. Thank you to video archivist, Joe Moore. Thank you to sound engineer David Grossoff and to Donal Wolf, who is making us these amazing pre-show videos that are this new, huge part of our live stream. Our live stream is not what you think. It is so much more engaging than your standard Zoom event. And I want to say thank you to you. This podcast would not exist without your support, without you sharing it, without you reviewing it. It's what keeps me going. So thank you. I'm sexual folklorist Dixie De La Tour, and this has been episode 146 of the Bawdy Storytelling Podcast. See you next week.